Is prison doing the job? This is Dave Ross on CBS Radio Network. The Paris Hilton case actually does raise a bigger issue besides the appearance of unequal justice, which is, does prison even work? Sasha Abramsky, who studied the U.S. prison system for his latest book, wants to remind us that whether you measure in absolute numbers or per capita, America imprisons more people than any other nation, period.
In every measure, we put more people in prison now than any other country on earth. Any other country on earth, we're the number one incarceration nation right now.
And we're filling those prisons with drug offenders, while other countries treat drugs as a public health crisis.
Canada recognizes that. England recognizes that. Australia recognizes that. Most countries that we like to consider our peers recognize that to really deal with drug addiction, you got to throw a bunch of public health money at the problem. What we're doing is we're throwing a bunch of incarceration dollars at the problem.
That's because drug offenses can draw sentences of up to 20 years.
Albert Speer, who was Hitler's right-hand man, was given 20 years by the Nuremberg Tribunal.
We treat drugs like a Nazi war crime, and the result is people still take drugs, even as we spend $100 billion every year locking them up. Sasha's answer is to regulate drugs like heroin and treat the abusers instead of locking them up.
You're not going to get more and more people using heroin because most people at this point know it's a pretty silly, pretty stupid thing to do. What you might have a fair shot at doing is taking money away from the drug cartels.
In the meantime, says Sasha Abramsky, we are a society hooked on the drug war and paying billions to lose it. His book is called American Furies. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.